This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. This month, 10 students of Dr. Carl Hinterbickler, professor of music at the University of New Mexico, will head out into the Albuquerque community to share their music with audiences that don't often have the chance to hear live performances. These venues include a homeless shelter and a juvenile detention center. And with us this morning is one of Dr. Hinterbickler's graduate students at UNM, cellist Christian Garcia. Christian, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, Christian, how have the 10 of you decided to structure these concerts? What's the format?
Well, we've customized each performance based on the venue. I know for the juvenile detention center, it's kind of more educational, more interactive. For the homeless shelter, it's more performance-oriented. For the juvenile detention center, we wanted to expose them to music and to instruments that they may never have had an opportunity to see, or give them a live experience that they may not have ever had. Mm-hmm. We tell them a little bit about the piece that we're playing. We tell them a little bit about us. We tell them a little bit about our instrument. Mostly, we just want them to have fun and enjoy the music with the variety of music that we're trying to provide to them.
All 10 of you obviously have classical training, but the music that you're bringing to these venues is not necessarily classical.
Correct. We actually have a guitarist and a flautist performing Moon River. It is a classic piece, but not a classical piece. We actually have our violinist and our clarinetist doing a rap slash fiddle tune, which is very interesting. In rehearsal, I got to see them do it the other day, and it was very interesting to see them do a rap song with a violin, and then there's a fiddle solo in the middle of it. And very cool, I have to say, to see them do this, because I see them all the time, you know, playing Mozart and Bach, and then all of a sudden here they are made up a rap, and you know, the violinist is playing a fiddle tune, which he does very, very well.
And any classical pieces?
Yes. I will actually be performing the prelude to the first Bach suite. And our violinist, Michael Hsu, will be performing Paganini's Caprice No. 24.
Oh, wow.
So very, very famous Paganini piece, which a lot of people will recognize. And he does that beautifully, too.
Could you share with us, Christian, what the impulse was for this music series? Why did you guys and Dr. Hinterbickler create it?
We created the series based off of what we were going to be learning in our class with Hinterbickler. The class is designed to teach musicians to be self-sufficient in the real world. When we're in music school, we're taught how to be musicians, but we're not really taught how to be self-promoters. We're not really taught how to be business people. And the impetus for the series was to put what we're learning into action. And we chose venues that don't normally get music because we want to share what we do. Venues that usually get live music, we see those audiences all the time. And as much as we appreciate their enthusiasm for what we do, we want to provide the same entertainment to people who don't normally get it and may not have the opportunity or the financial means to come see a live concert.
You've had a lot of performing experience, even though you're quite young. You have played and will play again with the El Paso.
Correct.
Symphony. What are your hopes for this particular series of concerts?
My hope for this particular series of concerts is that either we will continue them on as a group in some way or form, or it'll encourage others of our colleagues to do the same thing. Once when I was an undergrad, our chamber music class, or quartets and things, we played at a children's hospital during the holidays. And it was so nice because every now and then there would be a patient who would walk by and they would sit, you know, in their wheelchair with their mom or dad, and they'd be sitting there smiling. And it was so nice to see them smile, because you know that if they're living in a hospital, they're probably not smiling very often. And it was just really heartwarming to see that, you know, they were enjoying the fact that we took the time out of our day and we wanted to be there to provide the music.
Cellist Christian Garcia is one of a group of UNM music students, both grad and undergrad, who are sharing their music this month with the Albuquerque community in a series of informal concerts in off-the-beaten-path venues, the Joy Junction Homeless Shelter and the Bernalillo County Juvenile Detention Center. For more information on the series, call UNM professor Dr. Carl Hinterbickler at 277-4331. So great to have you here, Christian. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.